This is program number LW2631. How could a bunch of savages, wild and primitive people, hardly better than apes, how could they have painted such beautiful pictures? That's what archaeologists were asking while looking at what they now call prehistoric paintings on a cave wall. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened in 1879 that little 9-year-old Marie, while with her amateur archaeologist father, wandered into a cave in northern Spain. Her daddy was digging near the entrance to the cave when all of a sudden he heard his little girl cry, "Bulls, bulls, come quickly!" Well, her dad, Marcelino, dropped his pike and ran into the cave. There his daughter stood pointing at the ceiling. Marcelino raised his lantern, and there, painted in browns and reds and yellows and black, on a 60-foot by 30-foot ceiling, were pictures of bison. It was magnificent artwork, dating back centuries and centuries. Well, archaeologists of his day dismissed Marcelino's finds, thinking that all he was trying to do was devise a plot in order to discredit Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. I mean, after all, how could wild, primitive people, thought of as savages, hardly better than apes, have painted such beautiful, sensitive, creative works of art? It wasn't until 14 years later that some other archaeologists visited the cave and they began to dig in the ground. They uncovered animal bones bearing engravings almost identical to those found on the ceilings. So it was fact, not fiction. It wasn't a plot. The caves were hailed as the Sistine Chapel of prehistoric art. You know, it's amazing. I've got a book in my own library entitled The Science of Man. In fact, it's a junior high school science book. It's called The Science of Man. And it insists that we humans are the offsprings of some kind of ape-like creature, more animal than human. It's called The Science of Man. And it insists that we have evolved from primitive savage-like creatures to more sensitive, intelligent human beings. Yet what's so amazing is ancient cave art, like what Marcelino found in northern Spain, tells us that ancient man was not a primitive savage, having come from ape-like creatures, but that he was a sensitive artist. In another cave in Europe, 18-year-old Marcel led his three friends one day to a hole made by an uprooted tree. These four guys dug out the hole even larger, and Marcel dropped down through it to a cave floor about 18 feet below. Striking a few matches, he saw glimpses of beautiful wall paintings. He discovered an array of horses, bulls, bisons, deer, and other creatures. There's even a chamber there in that cave now known as the Hall of Bulls, having magnificent drawings in blacks and dark reds. All of them are exceptionally lifelike. Primitive savages didn't do these works of art, only sensitive artists. The theory of evolution is exactly that. It's just a theory. It is not factual. It's far from being factual. It is theory. The most reasonable explanation of how we got here, of how life began, is this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the way the Bible says life began. Evolution says that we were savages first, and we're arriving at a state of perfection. The Bible says, though, we were perfect at first, and because of rebellion against God, man became savage. The Bible is scientifically accurate. And finds like these wall paintings and caves are merely additional supports to the fact that the Bible is true. Listen, the science of man is not wrapped up in the theory of evolution. The science of man is wrapped up in the Bible. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.